This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. A BJP delegation comprising senior leaders Nirmala Sitharaman, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal and Arun Singh today met the Election Commission over the alleged derogatory remarks of the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The delegations demanded the Commission to take strict action and asked the Congress President to apologise to the country. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju said that the delegation has told the Commission that if any political party in the country uses such language, it is a despicable act against democracy and weakens it in many ways.
We have met the Commission with great sorrow and anger. Today we have come here because of the way Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge insulted Prime Minister Modi. Calling the PM a terrorist is an insult to the entire country. So we requested the Commission to take strict action against Mallikarjun Kharge.
Talking to media after the meeting, BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman said Congress has shown a pattern of repeatedly using derogatory language against Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Today we appeared before the full commission to bring to the notice of the commission that no less a person than the president of the Congress party and the leader of the opposition in Rajya Sabha chose to call the Prime Minister a terrorist. It has been a pattern in the Congress party that they use chosen abusive language against the Prime Minister. So we've requested the commission to take this in all its seriousness and act firmly and sternly.
The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from the governments and leaders across the world. In response to Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have offered tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary. The Bombay High Court today discharged four men accused in the 2006 Maligaon blast case and quashed a special court order framing charges against them. A bench comprising Chief Justice Sri Chandrasekhar and Justice Shyam Chandak allowed the appeals filed by the four accused, Rajendra Chaudhary, Dhan Singh, Manohar Ram Singh Narwaria and Lokesh Sharma, against the special court's order. The four were charged under various sections of the Indian Penal Code for murder and criminal conspiracy, as well as under the Stringent Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. All preparations are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all the 234 assembly constituencies in the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. The Election Commission has made all arrangements to conduct a free, fair and peaceful election. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that the relations between India and Germany have gradually become stronger with time. Mr. Singh was addressing the Indian diaspora at Berlin in Germany.
India and Germany are democratic powers which have the potential to bring new prosperity to the world through mutual cooperation. The relationship between India and Germany is not limited to democracy, but also to its economic, commercial, industrial, strategic and defense dimensions. These relations are getting stronger and stronger. The people of our Indian community work as a living bridge between India and Germany.
भारत और जर्मनी के बीच संबंधों में हमारी भारतीय समुदाय के लोग एक लिविंग ब्रिज का काम करते हैं.
Mr. Singh reached Berlin yesterday on a three-day visit to Germany. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.7% down in afternoon session today. The Sensex stumbled 636 points to 78,638, while the Nifty dipped 156 points to 24,421 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT was the major drag, while weakness also persisted in financial services and the private bank index. In contrast, utilities, power and FMCG sectors led the gains. And that is the end of this news bulletin.